愿大家平安。
May peace be with all of you。
感谢主，今天有一个机会到太平洋教会跟大家一起来聚会。
Thank God that I have this opportunity to worship the Lord here in Pacifica Church today。
早上跟大家一起来学习人生的三种刺。
This morning I would like to share the topic of three types of thorns in life。
刺代表什么
？What does a thorn represent？
有的人看到玫瑰很漂亮。
So when we see a rose, we often think that it's very beautiful.
摘下来。
So we pluck it.
但是被玫瑰的刺刺到了。
But we end up being pricked by the thorns.
哎呦，觉得非常的痛。
So we're in pain.
刺就是代表受苦。
So thorn represents suffering.
我们活在世界上，苦难是难免的。
It's inevitable for us to suffer in life.
即使信耶稣还是会受苦。
Even though we believe in Jesus, we will still suffer.
但是不同的是，苦难是可以解释的。
But what differs is that the suffering we experience is explainable.
也就是苦难是带有意义的。
In other words, our suffering comes with a purpose.
这是信主跟不信的不同。
This is the difference between one who believes and who does not believe in the Lord.
所以人活在世界上有三种的痛苦。
So there are three types of suffering that we can experience in life.
有的是神加给我们的。
First type comes from the Lord.
有的是我们自己的选择。
Then some are come because of our own doing.
那我们就来想想看，这三种事是代表什么。
So let us think about what these three thorns represent.
我们请看创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
第三章，对不对？
Chapter 3 rather.
创世纪第三章
Genesis chapter 3
十七节
verse 17
又对亚当说你既然听从妻子的话吃了我所吩咐不可吃那树上的果子地必为你的缘故受咒诅你必终身劳苦才能从地得吃十八节
18
地必给你长出荆棘跟棘藜来你也要吃田间的菜蔬这个地方是神告诉亚当。
So these are the words spoken by the Lord to Adam.
十七节说你吃了我吩咐那不可吃的树上的果子。
First he says, you have eaten from the tree which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it.
这个就是犯罪。
So there is sin.
罪就是违背神的律法。
Sin means going against the command of the Lord.
所以罪一定会有一个后果。
There is always a consequence to sin.
如果犯罪而觉得没有后果，这个是无知。
If we think that we can sin without consequence, then that is ignorance.
那后果是什么？
So what is the consequence?
为你的缘故，地要受咒诅。
Curse the ground for your sake.
然后你一生要劳苦才能够得吃。
And in toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life.
所以我们今天要很认真的做工，我们的生活才没有缺欠。
That is why today we have to work hard to have sufficient things for our lives.
十八节。
Verse 18.
地要给你长出荆棘跟棘藜来。
Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you.
也就是在我们努力的过程当中，有很多的痛苦。
In other words, even while we strive, we may suffer.
所以这个荆棘是第一种苦，在十八节。
The thorn is the first type of suffering in verse 18.
那这个苦代表什么？
What does this kind of suffering represent?
代表我们所犯的罪的结果。
It represents the consequence of our sin.
事实上，我们活在世界上，很多的痛苦原来是不需要有的。
Most of the suffering that we experience in our lives is actually unnecessary.
但是因为我们的错误，我们的痛苦，我们要受苦。
They are the result of our own misconduct.
所以亚当被赶出伊甸园，他受苦了。
Adam was cast out of Eden to suffer.
因为他犯罪。
Because he sinned.
今天我们蒙神拯救。
Today we have been saved by Christ.
主耶稣带给我们神的国。
And he has given us his kingdom.
在神的国里面。是公义、平安与喜乐。
There's justice, peace, and joy in His kingdom.
罗马书在十四章这样说。
It is recorded in Romans chapter 14.
什么是公义
？So what is justice?
公义就是没有罪。
Justice is sinlessness.
神赦免我们的罪。
God has forgiven us of our sins.
用圣灵给我们力量。
He has atoned and He has used the Holy Spirit to give us strength.
让我们能够不再犯罪。
So that we no longer continue to sin.
从罪得到自由。
And we are freed from sin.
这是公义。
That is justice.
那平安是什么？
What is peace?
平安就是没有忧虑，没有害怕。
Peace means being without worry or fear.
主耶稣说，我要给你平安。
Lord says that He will give us peace.
你们不要忧虑，不要害怕。
Do not worry, do not be afraid.
我们活在世界上有太多的忧虑。
There are too many worries in this world.
所以我们失去平安。
So we lose that sense of peace.
为了自己，为了家人。
For the sake of our family, for ourselves.
为着今天，为着明天。
For today, for tomorrow.
太多的忧虑。
Too many worries.
没有平安。
There's no peace.
主耶稣与我们同在。
The Lord Jesus Christ is with us.
我们就没有忧虑。
So then we will have no worries.
因为他是丰富的。
Because He is abundant.
我们所需要，他都可以供给。
He can give us anything that we need.
所以我们没有忧虑。
So then we have no worries.
虽然没有很多。
Even though we may not have plenty.
但是每一天都有新的manna。
But every day we have new manna.
虽然没有力量。
Even though we may have no strength.
但是主耶稣很有力量。
But Jesus Christ is filled with strength.
所以我们没有忧虑。
So we do not worry.
我没有害怕。
We do not fear.
虽然环境一直在改变。
Even though the environment changes constantly.
我们肉体一直在改变。
And even though we physically continue to change.
但是我们知道主应许与我们同在。
But we know that God's promise to be with us.
他要与我们同行天国路。
He will walk with us along the path to heaven.
虽然我们看不见他。
Even though we cannot see him.
但是回想过去走到现在。
But if we think back on our route to this point today.
这个都是因为神与我们同在。
Then we know it's all because God has been with us.
所以我们往前看。
And so when we look forward.
所以呢，前面的路途好像很孤单。
It may seem like the road is very lonely ahead.
但是我们不害怕。
But we do not fear.
因为主应许与我们同在。
Because God has promised that He will be with us.
虽然行过死荫的幽谷。
So even though we travel through the valley of the shadow of death.
我们不怕。
We do not fear.
因为神与我同在。
Because God is with us.
这是第二个。
That's the second point.
第三个是喜乐。
Third point is the joy.
喜乐是从满足来的。
Joy comes from satisfaction.
主耶稣说，从你的腹中要涌出活水的江河。
Jesus Christ says that from you will come the fountain of eternal life.
这个活水的江河就是圣灵。
So this represents the Holy Spirit.
我们得圣灵，而且被圣灵充满。
We have received the Holy Spirit and we are filled with the Spirit.
我们就可以感觉到里面的一种内在的满足。
And when this happens, then we have this inner satisfaction.
而且这个内在的满足好像一股泉水。
And this internal satisfaction is like this wellspring of water.
是一直涌出来的。
It keeps coming, bursting forth.
会让你充满着喜乐。
So you are filled with joy.
所以伊甸园他受在伊甸园那受的这个咒诅要怎么去解决？
So how do we solve this curse that he has received outside of Eden?
亚当犯罪所带给我们的苦难，我们今天要怎么去解决？
So how do we deal with the suffering that is a consequence of Adam's sin?
耶稣说，天国近了。
Jesus Christ said that heaven is near.
他把神的国从天上带到人间来。
He has brought this kingdom from the heavens down to our world.
所以我们要努力进到神的国里面。
So we must strive to enter His kingdom.
就不再犯罪。
And then when we shall no longer sin.
就有平安。
And when that happens, then we have peace.
就有喜乐。
And we will have joy.
所以第一个苦我们就可以克服。
And we can conquer this first suffering.
但是我们在神的国里面。
But while we are in the Lord's kingdom,
一定要竭力避免亚当的错误。
We need to make a determination to not follow in Adam's mistake.
就是信了主以后再犯罪。
We should not sin after we've believed.
因为信了主再犯罪啊，那一根刺又跑出来。
Because if we sin after we've come to believe, then this thorn will reappear.
那一根刺用什么方法跑出来？
And how does this thorn reappear?
这个犯罪的第一个结果就是被神弃绝。
So if the first consequence of sin is that you are rejected by God.
请看诗篇的五十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm number 51.
诗篇的五十一篇。
Psalm number 51.
十一节。
Verse 11.
五十一篇十一节。
Psalm 51 verse 11.
不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。十二节，求你使我能得救恩之乐，是我乐意的灵扶持我。这是大卫所作的诗。
This is a psalm written by David.
大卫在被扫罗追杀的时候，灵性非常的好。
David maintained a good spirituality even though he was pursued by Saul.
他 写了很多的诗篇，安慰很多受苦的人。
He wrote many psalms to comfort many who were suffering.
因为在那个时刻，他跟神是何等的亲近。
He was very intimately close to God.
他专心依靠神。
And he completely relied upon God.
神与他同在。
And so God was with him.
但是大卫犯了罪以后
，But after he sinned,
他感觉到神丢弃了他。
He felt that God had cast him away.
他感觉到在他里面那个圣灵被神收回去。
He felt that God had taken away the spirit that was within him.
所以他感觉到灵里非常的孤单。
And spiritually, he felt very lonely.
而且那个神同在的喜乐也没有了。
And he no longer had the joy that was with God.
所以如果我们犯罪
，So if we are to sin,
第一个感觉就是你知道有神，但是你体验不到神。
So the first thing you'll notice is that you may know that God exists, but you do not feel Him.
神好像离开我们很远。
It's as though God is far, far away.
这种孤单的感觉是很痛苦的。
And that kind of loneliness is very painful.
好像你有你的父亲。
For example, you have your father.
但是你的父亲不理你。
But perhaps your father is ignoring you.
你过去得到很多的爱。
So you may have received much love from him before.
但是从今以后，你发现他好像离开你很远。
But going forward, it might feel like he is very distant.
那是很孤单。
It is very lonely.
这是很大的痛苦。
This is a great suffering.
有一个弟兄，他本来很热心，常常祷告。
There was once this brother who was originally very fervent and prayed often.
后来他发现圣灵没有了。
But then he noticed that his Holy Spirit disappeared.
他没有讲为什么。
He didn't say why.
他觉得他觉得好害怕。
But he became very afraid.
突然间好像神不在了。
It felt like all of a sudden God was gone.
后来他寝室里面有另外一个是我们弟兄，他们是室友。
And his roommate was also another church member.
那个弟兄也信心很好。
And this brother was also very good in faith.
就邀他两个一起禁食祷告三天。
So he encouraged them to fast and pray together for 3 days.
到第三天。
On the third day.
神再赐给他圣灵。
God gave him the Holy Spirit again.
他非常的喜乐。
He was very joyous.
他说：“我从今以后，我要非常谨慎过圣洁的生活。”
He said that going forward, I will be watchful to live a holy life.
所以，如果我们再犯罪啊，那个地上那根刺会再跑回来。
So if we sin again, then the thorn that comes from the ground will reappear.
那第二个痛苦
，the second form of suffering，
就是良心的自责。
It comes from the reproach of your conscience.
我们看罗马书第七章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 7.
罗马书的第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
24节。
Verse 24.
我真是苦啊！谁能够救我脱离这个取死的身体呢？罗马第七章24节。好，25节。
25.
感谢神，靠着我们主耶稣基督就能脱离的。这样，我内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律。保罗是一个有良心的人。
Paul is a man with conscience.
因为他没有信主耶稣以前，他也是遵守旧约的律法。
He's a man who followed the Old Testament laws even before he came to believe in Jesus Christ.
那旧约的律法对跟错是讲得很清楚了。
According to the Mosaic law, right and wrong are very clear cut.
但是他觉得他很痛苦。
But he felt suffering.
因为他所愿意的善，他做不出来。
Because the good he wanted to do, he could not do.
他不愿意的罪，他一直去犯。
But the evil that he did not want to do, he kept doing.
所以他的良心很痛苦。
So his conscience was in pain.
罪是什么？
What is sin?
罪是一种债。
Sin is a debt.
我们看现在好多人呢，没有钱，信用卡一直用。
And we see many people who continue using their credit card even though they don't have the money.
年轻人最先进的这个科技的东西都有。
Young people seem to have all sorts of the most modern forms of technology.
但是他没有上班啊。
But they're not working.
从哪里来？
So where does that come from?
信用卡来。
In the credit card.
等到信用卡这个账单一来。
When the credit card bill comes.
你就发现这个债务越来越高。
You'll notice that the debt keeps climbing.
那怎么办呢？
Then what to do?
这是一种压力。
This is a pressure.
所以信用卡虽然用得很快乐这个压力是很大的。
So even though using the credit card brings a lot of joy, but the pressure is also very great.
我们人犯了罪以后良心会自责。
When we sin, our conscience will rebuke us.
让我们痛苦。
And it will cause us to suffer.
有一根刺扎在我们的心里面。
Because a thorn will pierce our heart.
比方说，如果我们犯奸淫。
For example, if we were to commit adultery.
常常一个人犯奸淫会连带好几个家庭破碎。
Often what ends up happening is that one person committing adultery will lead to many families breaking up.
那这个好几个家庭破碎，不但夫妻心灵受创伤，连孩子都受苦。
So when the families fall apart, not only do the parents suffer, but the children are hurt.
那这种的苦，那个良心的自责，这个一辈子没有办法抹消。
And the suffering that comes from the conscience rebuking you is something that cannot be eliminated even through a lifetime.
所以我们在主的恩典之下不可以犯罪。
While we are living under God's grace, we cannot sin.
因为我们的良心会自责。
Because our conscience will rebuke us.
那第三个痛苦就是犯罪所引起的结果。
The third type of suffering comes as a result of our sin.
主耶稣说罪就是一种病。
Jesus Christ said that sin is a form of sickness.
我们知道生病了都会有一个后果。
We know when we're sick, there's always this consequence.
有时候你身体生了一场病以后你没有办法复原。
Sometimes you don't fully recover.
所以犯了罪有一个后果。
So there's always a consequence to our sin.
大卫虽然罪得到赦免。
Even though David's sin was forgiven.
以后大卫的家庭一团混乱。
Yet his family ended up in turmoil.
这个就是犯罪的后果。
That is the consequence of his sin.
所以第一种刺是从犯罪来的。
So the first type of sin suffering comes from our sin.
我们在主的恩典之下。
We are under God's grace.
他是给我们公义、平安、喜乐。
He has given us justice, peace, and joy.
所以不可以再犯罪。
Therefore, we cannot continue to sin.
我们就可以避免犯罪所引起的痛苦。
When we do so, then we can prevent the suffering that comes from sinning.
我们再来看第二种的刺。
Let's now look at the second type of thorn.
先看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音的十九章。
John chapter 19.
十九章哈。
John chapter 19.
第一节。
First one.
约翰福音十九章第一节。
John chapter 19 verse 1.
当下比拉多将耶稣鞭打了第二节鞭钉用荆棘做冠冕戴在他的头上给他穿紫色袍第三节又挨近他就恭喜他说犹太人的王他们就用手打他第五节耶稣出来戴着荆棘的冠冕穿着紫色袍这个地方讲主耶稣在钉十字架的过程。
This passage records what happened when Jesus Christ was crucified.
第二节很清楚，鞭钉用荆棘做冠冕戴在他的头上。
Verse 2 says, and the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head.
荆棘本来这是一个荣耀的，不，冠冕本来是一种荣耀的记号。
So the crown traditionally is a sign of glory.
但是问题是。这个冠冕是用荆棘做的。
But this crown is made of thorns.
因为这是对主耶稣的一种讽刺。
So this was an insult to Jesus Christ.
你是王吗
？Are you really a king?
我给你一个冠冕。
I'll give you a crown.
但是是荆棘做的。
However, it is a crown made of thorns.
当这个冠冕压到主耶稣的头上
，When this crown was placed on Jesus' head，
你可以想象那很尖锐的那个刺砸到耶稣的头骨。
You can imagine what it was like when the thorns pressed into Jesus' head.
那不是一个刺。
It was not just one thorn.
那不只是十个刺。
Not just 10 thorns.
那是很多的刺。
But many thorns.
砸到耶稣的头骨。
All piercing into his skull.
你可以想象那个痛苦是有多大。
You can imagine the suffering.
那个血流满了主耶稣的脸滴到满地上。
You can imagine the amount of blood that was dropping.
请问那个刺从哪里来？
Where did the thorn come from?
好，我们来看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
21节。
Verse 21.
哥林多后书第五章的21节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21.
神是那无罪的，代替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
这里说神使那无罪的代替我们成为罪。
So for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us.
这个无罪的就是指的主耶稣。
This one with no sin is Jesus Christ.
所以他说，你说谁可以指证我有罪？
So he says, who can say that I have sinned?
这句话我们没有一个人敢讲，也没有一个人有资格讲。
No one None of us would ever dare or even be qualified to say such a thing.
耶稣钉十字架以前，他们开始审判他。
Prior to the crucifixion, they judged Jesus.
但是，经过所有的审判，还是找不出主耶稣有罪。
And they could not find any sin in him.
所以主耶稣说他没有罪，周围的人也找不出他有罪。
So, Jesus Christ said that he is without sin, and no one could find any sin.
但是为什么他要被钉十字架呢？
Then why was he crucified?
因为钉十字架是跟强盗一起的。
He was crucified with robbers.
强盗是咒咒诅的。
Robbers are cursed.
因为强盗犯了重罪。
Because they have committed a serious crime.
为什么主耶稣没有罪的要钉十字架？
And why is it that Jesus Christ was without sin? Why did he need to be crucified with those with sin?
所以二十一节说，没有罪的代替我们成为罪。
Verse 21 says that, you know, he who knew no sin is a substitute for those with sin.
就是主耶稣代替我们被钉到十字架上。
Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross on our behalf.
这就是他的爱。
And that is his love.
他选择要走这一条道路。
He chose to walk this path.
他选择来受苦。
He chose to suffer.
所以主的爱非常的深。
The life, love of Christ is deep.
因此这个荆棘冠冕这个刺砸在耶稣的头骨，这个就是代表他对我们的爱。
The crown of thorns represents his love for us.
那这个爱所带来的结果是什么？
And what is the consequence of this love?
在后书的最后一句话，第五章。
In the last passage of 2 Corinthians,
好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Chapter 5 says that, for that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
我们人要见神，需要有义。
In order to see God, we must be righteous.
义是什么？
What is righteousness?
义是白衣服。
Righteousness is the white robe.
我常常记得在非洲啊，他们啊很多的教派啊，到礼拜天啊，哇，整个街上都穿白衣服。
Remember when I was in Africa on Sunday, it seemed like the entire street was had people wearing white.
你为什么要穿白衣服？
And I asked, why? Why do you wear white?
白衣代表圣洁。
Because white represents purity.
所以我们到教会去做礼拜要穿白衣服。
Of holiness, so when we go to service, we have to wear white.
当然用意是很好啊。
So it's a good idea.
但是穿白衣服并不能够因为这样我们变成圣洁。
But the clothing itself does not make us pure and holy.
启示录说，我们要穿白衣服。
Revelation tells us that we will all wear white robes.
而且那白衣服是神给我们的。
And this robe will be given to us by God.
所以我们在受洗的时候最得洁净。
When we are baptized, our sins have been cleansed.
我们就穿了白衣服。
And we have put on this white robe.
这个叫做成为神的义。
That's what it means to enter into the Lord's righteousness.
所以我们得救不是因为自己行为。
We are saved not because of our own actions.
是因为在主的恩典下成为神的义。
It is because we have been considered righteousness under His grace.
而我们今天能够有这种属灵的改变。
Today, the reason why we can experience a spiritual transformation
从罪人变成神的儿子
from a sinner to becoming a child of God
这是因为主耶稣为我们钉在十字架上
It is all because Jesus Christ nailed himself on the cross for our sake
所以他头上那个刺代表他对我们的爱
The thorns on his head represent his love for us
为什么很难感受到神的爱
But why is it so hard to experience the love of God?
因为我们很难感受到那个荆棘的冠冕所扎到头上那个痛苦
It's because we have a hard time picturing the pain that he must have experienced with that crown of thorns
父母常常对孩子讲
Our parents often tell their children
有一天等你当父母
One day when you become a parent
你就知道
父母的心 You'll know what it's like to be a parent
这是事实
And that's the truth.
所以很多当了父母就知道他的父母的心。
So people, when they become parents, do come to understand their parents' hearts.
因为我们自己的体验，让我们可以了解父母的想法。
Our own personal experience helps us to understand how our parents thought.
但是十字架那个刺，我们从来没有体验过。
The thorn on the cross, however, is something that we have never experienced.
所以我们常常对神的爱没有感受。
So we don't have a personal experience with God's love.
因为那超过我们的经验。
Because it's something that surpasses any of our experience.
因为我们常常发现了，我们虽然信主很久，对神没有感情。
So we may sometimes come to the realization that even though we have believed for a long time, we don't have much emotion towards God.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们对神没有感觉。
Because we have no feeling.
所以以赛亚书里面呢，神非常的感叹。
In the book of Isaiah, God is very perplexed.
他说牛都知道,
Very frustrated because it says even the cows know that the, its master treats them well.
我把以色列人养大，他们竟然不认识我。
I, however, have raised the Israelites, and they still do not know me. So how do we experience God's love in our spiritual life? This is very important.
So
can we feel the pain of this thorn?
因此有时候神啊，让我们遇到患难啊，生病啊，在那个痛苦当中来去思想啊，主耶稣的痛苦，用这样用比较的方法。
God sometimes allows us to face trials and tribulations so that we can suffer and experience the pain and use that kind of experience to relate to God's suffering.
那如果我们能够这样去思想，使我们对神那有更大的感谢。
And if doing so helps us to gain an appreciation for God's love, then it's not bad to be sick sometimes.
所以这根刺是很重要的。This
thorn is very important.
那我们今天需要有这一种主耶稣的爱。
And today we need to have this kind of love of God.
那教会才会成长。
Only then will our church grow.
好，我们来看加拉太书。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书的第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
19节。
Verse 19.
好。 我的小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，直到基督成形在你心里面。My
little children, from whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you.
这里保罗说，我为你们受生产之苦。Here
Paul says that he has suffered the labor pains.
一个女人在生产的过程是相当的痛苦。A
woman faces great pain when giving birth.
当然现在很多医学的方法可以减少那个痛苦。
Of course, there's a lot of medical technology that helps limit that suffering.
但是如果一个人选择自然的生产，这个过程是很痛苦的。
But if someone chooses to go through a natural birth, it is very painful.
但是经过痛苦之后就是快乐。
After this pain, however, is joy.
因为你怀孕10个月，忽然间发现小孩子生出来。
Because you've been pregnant for 10 months and suddenly there's a child.
这就是你的骨肉。
And it's a bone of your bones.
你看到这个小孩子，你就很高兴。
And you see the child and you're so happy.
所以受苦也值得了。
So the suffering was worth it.
所以为什么这么多父母选择生孩子，一个两个三个一直下去。
This is why parents choose to continue to give birth to children.
虽然很痛苦，但是这个爱是一种享受。
Even though there is great suffering, but this love is pure enjoyment.
那保罗说，我为你们再受生产之苦。
So Paul here says that he labors for them.
保罗传的福音让很多人信主。Paul
has preached so that many have come to believe.
所以他说你们是我在基督里面所生的儿子。He
said, calls them his children that he has given labor to birth and under Christ.
所以神叫亚当说你要生养众多，遍满全地。God
has told Adam to be fruitful and prosper, to fill this land.
现在结婚典礼很少人这样祝福啊，生养众多。
Very rarely do people bless newly married couples with this blessing anymore.
但是那个生养众多，另外一个意思就是属灵的。So
when we talk about being fruitful and prospering, we can see it in the spiritual realm.
就是传福音，让很多人来信主。That
we can preach the gospel so that many come to believe.
让神的子民遍满全地。So
that the world can be filled with His people.
但是要让更多人能够接受福音。
In order for more people to receive the gospel, Paul says that he needs to suffer through labor pains.
要为主耶稣牺牲啊，要为主耶稣受苦。
Then he needs to sacrifice and suffer for Christ.
主耶稣说，保罗说，我身上有为主耶稣受苦的记号。
Paul says that my body bears marks of my suffering for Christ.
因为保罗常常有基督受苦在他身上感动他。
Because he often suffers for Christ and he gets moved by it.
那我们今天，我们常常发现，我们做基督徒真的为主耶稣受苦很少。But
today for us, we seem to barely suffer for Christ.
请问我们到底为主耶稣受了什么苦？
What kind of suffering have we actually experienced?
我们常常发现，差不多没有。We
can say that we probably haven't.
我们做了基督徒很舒服啊。It's
very comfortable for us to be Christians.
这里说保罗说，我为你们再受生产之苦。
But Paul here says that for whom I had labored in birth.
一个慕道朋友带领一直到他信主为止，到他成长，你可以放心，大概要2年跟3年。
It takes about 2 or 3 years to bring someone to come to believe and establish their faith.
哦，这个过程需要相当的付出。
And it takes a lot of sacrifice. 哦，
这个就是好像在养小孩子。
And it's similar to raising a child.
好，那到什么程度呢？
So at what point?
到基督成形在你们心里面。
So it's up to the point where Christ has takes form in you.
什么叫做基督成形？
So what does it mean for Christ to take form?
我们每一个人当然我们的外体，我们外体的形状。
But we all have our physical manifestation.
但是我们里面那个人。
But our inner man.
怎么看也不像主耶稣啊。
We look and we just does not look Christ-like.
主耶稣是公义。
God is, Christ is justice.
又谦卑。
And humble.
又温柔。
Gentle.
又怜悯。
And forgiving.
哦，所以它里面有很多的美德。
So there are many beautiful characteristics of Christ.
那这个基督成形，就是在让别人在我们身上看到主耶稣的美德。
For Christ to take form in us means that others must be able to see Christ in us.
所以保罗一直努力，要让他所带来信主的人信仰能够不断的成长。
Paul strives so that those he brings to believe will have Christ take form in them.
我们现在常常看到父母很忙。
Today we see parents being so busy.
为着带小孩子学这个学那个。
They take their children to learn this and that.
希望小孩子长大之后变成龙变成凤啊，非常突出。
In the hopes that they will all become phoenixes when they grow up and they will all be special.
这个都是为着世界上的好处。
And this is all for worldly benefits.
但是这个基督成形啊更重要。
However, it is much more important for Christ to take form in us.
就是让我们的下一代他的内心有主耶稣的形象。
For our next generation to have Christ in their hearts.
因为这是一种属灵的美。
This is a spiritual beauty.
这是一种属灵的价值。
This is a spiritual value.
这是带来属灵的荣耀。
This will give us spiritual glory.
这个最重要。
And that is the most important.
所以我们为着一个人信仰的成长，常常需要付出。
So in order for someone else's faith to grow, we often have to sacrifice.
这个是我们今天信仰追求一个很重要的目标。
And that is an important goal for us to have today.
我们差不多常常听到我们自己也是这样，每一次跪下来祷告都是为着肉体上今生的需要。
Most of the time when we kneel down to pray, we're always praying for our physical needs.
我们常常最关心我们所爱的人都是肉体上今生的。
And when we worry about our loved family members, it's usually for their physical needs as well.
这个是因为我们信仰的追求只限在今生这个理想。
It's because we've limited ourselves to just our life here today.
但是有一天，当我们灵性一直在成长。
But as our spirituality grows,
我们认清主的灵里面属灵的价值。
As we understand the value of our spirituality,
我们追求的目标会往上提升。
Then our goals will raise.
会提升到属灵上。
To become spiritual goals.
那到了那个程度
，And when that happens,
我们追求的目标。
And what we strive for,
就会往灵性的成长去。
Will be geared towards spiritual growth.
我们对所爱的人，我们所关心、最关心的，就是他的灵性。
And what will concern us most about our loved ones will be their spirituality.
所以如果灵性你再像学生一样，灵性你能够拿 A， 那其他的差一点点没有关系。
So if we can get an A in our spirituality, then it doesn't really matter if everything else is not as good.
因为你如果跟神的关系好。
Because if you have a good relationship with God,
一生神与你同在，神祝福你。
And God will be with you your entire life, and God will bless you.
那你还缺乏什么？
Then what else would you be lacking?
有今生跟来世的好处。
If you will have the benefit of today and tomorrow.
所以我们常常看到父母为着小孩子祷告。
So sometimes when we see parents praying for their children,
为着他们的灵性。
For their spirituality.
一年、两年、三年、十年。
They may pray for a year or two or 3 years or 10.
如果我们的父母是很属灵的。
If our parents are very spiritual,
我们发现做父母最大的痛苦不是他的生活不好。
Then we find that the greatest suffering for the parents is not that they don't live well.
我们发现做父母最大的痛苦是我们的小孩子不要神。
But rather, the greatest suffering comes when your children rejects God.
因为这个结果是很可怕的。
Because the consequence of that is very terrifying.
所以为着小孩子的得救。
So for the sake of our children's salvation,
为着小孩子信仰的成长,
for the sake of our children's spiritual growth,
的祷告, 禁食祷告,
we need to pray, we need to fast and pray.
那是很辛苦的。
It's a lot of effort.
这个叫做再受生产之苦。
But those are the labor pains.
但是这个苦一直到下去，我们小孩子成长了，信主了。
Eventually, however, when our children come to know God personally,
那就是孩子生出来就是一种喜乐。
Then, it's as similar to the joy that comes when the child is finally born.
所以如果我们把我们属灵的理想提升到灵界来，
So if we take our goals into the spiritual,
你就发现我们有很多的工作要做。
Then we will discover that there's so much that we still need to do.
我们有很多的事情要带到。
That there are many things that we need to pray for.
这个叫做做属灵的父母。
That's what it means to become spiritual parents.
再受生产之苦。
And we need to experience the labor pains.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
1 Thessalonians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
第七节。
Verse
7. 只在你们中间存温柔存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。第八节。
Eight.
我这样子爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因为你们是我所疼爱的。保罗说，你们是我所疼爱的。
Here Paul says that you have become dear to us.
这个是什么爱？
What kind of love is this?
这不只是父母之间的爱。
This is more than just the love of a parent to a child.
基督天父对人的爱。
This is the love of Christ with men.
所以因为有这样的爱，所以我不但愿意福音给你们，我命也愿意给你们。
And so because he has this love, not only is he willing to impart the gospel, but also their own lives.
所以我们的爱如果缺乏主的爱在里面，我们的爱就不完全。
So if our love is lacking God's love, then our love is not complete.
你不管爱谁。
Doesn't matter who you love.
你愿意为他死。
If you're willing to die for him.
但是如果这个爱没有主的爱在里面，这就不完全。
But if your love does not include God's love, then your love is not complete.
为什么？
Why?
因为神对我们的爱。
Because God's love towards us
已经进到灵界
is spiritual.
他希望我们得救。
He wants us to be saved.
他希望我们成长。
He wants us to grow.
他希望我们有基督的样式。
He wants us to take on the likeness of Christ.
将来能够到天国享受荣耀。
He wants us to eventually enter heaven to experience the glory and enjoyment there.
有了这个爱才完全。
And only when we have this kind of love will it be complete.
所以我们今天需要在这一方面更加的努力。
So today we need to work harder in this aspect.
有时候我看到一些一些做父母的。
Sometimes I see parents.
生孩子以后聚会的不见了。
That once they give birth, they disappear.
生孩子以后服侍神就不见了。
Once they give birth, they stop serving God.
其实我们本身的聚会很重要。
It is very important for us to attend service.
因为这是带领我们下一代的一个很重要的一步，就是我们本身有这个榜样。
Because in doing so, we set an example for the next generation.
当然我们上班很辛苦，晚上还要聚会很辛苦。
Of course, it's a lot of work to have to go to work in the day and come to service at night.
但是，当我们上班下班，不是很多父母也带小孩子去学这个学那个吗？那不是很辛苦吗
？However, we also see parents go to work and come home and take the children to all sorts of classes. Isn't that also a lot of work?
那为他地上的好处，我们可以受苦。
So we're willing to suffer for worldly benefits.
但是为他属灵的好处，我们没有办法受苦。
And yet we will not suffer because for their spiritual benefit.
常常这个就在讲我们的爱缺乏属灵的层面。
And so this is what we say, meaning when we say that the love is missing the spiritual aspect.
所以我们的爱要成长。
So our love needs to grow.
有主耶稣愿意那个荆棘冠冕刺在头上那个爱。
We need to remember the love that Jesus Christ had when he wore his crown of thorns.
那不是地上的爱。
This is not a love that exists in this world.
那是从神来。
This is a love that comes from the heavens.
这是第二种苦。
This is a second form of suffering.
是我们自己去选择的。
It's something that we choose for ourselves.
但是这是基督的爱在我们里感动我们。
It comes from being moved by God's love.
我常常看到这个好多的青年现在到非洲去帮忙义工做义工。
I've seen quite a few youths who volunteer themselves in Africa.
其实是相当辛苦。
And it's a lot of work.
但现在越来越多青年愿意帮忙。
But more and more are willing to go.
这真的是一种为着爱在受苦。
And they really are working out of suffering out of love.
第三种的刺。
Third type of thorn.
我们看哥林多后书。
Is in Second Corinthians
十二章
Chapter 12
哥林多后书的十二章
Second Corinthians Chapter 12
第七节
Verse
7又恐怕因为所得的启示甚大就有一根刺加在我的肉体上就是撒旦的差役攻击我免得我过于自高请读
Unless I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure.
保罗说有一根刺加在我肉体上。
So here Paul says that a thorn in the flesh was given to me.
那到底是什么？
What is this thorn?
圣经有没有讲得很清楚？
The Bible is never really clear.
有人说他眼睛有问题。
Some guess that it has to do with his eyes.
所以你看，他说我写的字何等的大。
And that's why he once said that he has to write very large.
也有一篇文章说这个是疟疾啊，保罗三次传道旅程讲的疟疾没有医好。
Then others have written saying that, oh, it's because he contracted malaria from his missionary trips.
不管什么，他有一根刺。
Regardless, we know that he has a thorn.
让他很痛苦。
That caused him great suffering.
那因为这个痛苦，所以他很谦，他学会谦卑。
But his suffering has led him to be humble.
这个叫第三种刺。
This is the third thorn.
叫做恩典的刺。
It's a thorn of grace.
因为这个痛苦让他谦卑，所以可以继续得神的恩典。
This thorn has taught him humility so that he can continue to receive grace from God.
论启示，新约时代大概保罗得的启示是差不多最大的。
When we speak of revelations, Paul has probably received the most revelations in the New Testament.
他到过第三层天。
He has been to the third heaven.
论受苦。
When we speak of suffering,
没有一个人在他讲了，他没有真的受苦，好像当时没有一个人超过他。
No one had suffered more than him.
十一章他讲他做了很多的苦。
Chapter 11 records all the suffering that he experienced.
论能力
，If we speak of power,
他说我有神的能力证明我是使徒。
He says that he has the power of God to prove that he is an apostle.
当这三样都超越人的时候。
And when all three are superhuman,
这三样就可能成为他跌倒的原因。
It could easily be the cause of his fall.
所以要一根刺扎在他身上。
And that is why there's a thorn in his flesh.
他祷告三次。
He prayed three times.
他为别人祷告很有效，但是自己祷告没有效。
He prayed for everyone else and is very effective, but he prays for himself and doesn't work.
所以有时候我们常常发现，在我们身上发，周或我们周围发生了一些事情。
Sometimes when we notice that all sorts of things are happening around us,
让你也觉得很痛苦。
And it causes great suffering.
那在痛苦当中，你就会学会谦卑。
We learn to be humble through the suffering.
这个就是神给我们的一根刺。
And that is a thorn that comes from God.
那为什么要这根刺
？Why do we need this thorn？
所以神说，我的恩典够你用的。
Because God has said, my grace is sufficient for you.
我的恩典是在人的能力上、软弱上显得完全。
That my grace is complete in your suffering.
如果保罗骄傲，他就离开神就走了。
If Paul became proud, he could have just left God.
他就不配得神的恩典。
Then he would no longer be worthy to receive God's grace.
所以今天常常我们有一件事情，你怎么祷告都没有办法解决。
So sometimes we may pray for something, and no matter how we pray, it doesn't solve itself.
那我们就谦卑啊。
Then we learn to be humble.
而谦卑神就继续祝福我们。
And when we learn to be humble, then God will continue to bless us.
所以有一些苦我们实在是不要，但是是对我们有帮助的。
So there are times when we encounter suffering that we really do not want, but it's actually for our own good.
为着让我们长久享福。
It helps us to receive grace for a longer term.
在我们看生命记。
Let's
生命记的第八章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
十六节
Verse 16 rather.
十五节
Verse 15.
与你们经过那大而可怕的旷野，那里有火蛇、蝎子、干旱、无水之地，他曾为你从水坚硬的磐石流出来。十六节
16.
又在旷野将你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你，此时要苦练你、试验你，叫你终究享福。十七节
17.
恐怕你心里说，这得货财的力量是我得来的。这里说以色列百姓旷野经过很多的苦难。
Here it records how the Israelites suffered greatly in the wilderness.
这样苦练你、试炼你，让你能够终究享福。
They were tried and tested so that they can eventually receive enjoyment.
因为经历过苦难之后。
Because after going through this suffering,
我们就领悟一件事实。
Then we come to this realization.
我们能够赚很多的钱，我们在世界上能够很有成就，这是因为神的恩典。
That the very fact that we can earn lots of money and gain great enjoyment in this world, this is all a grace of God.
我们会感谢神。
And so we learn to thank God.
苦难让我们学会感恩。
Suffering leads us to learn how to give thanks.
苦难让我们学会谦卑。
Suffering teaches us humility.
那会感恩会谦卑，神的恩典就常常同在。
And if we learn to be humble and to always give thanks, then God's grace will always be with us.
所以人生有三根刺。
So there are three types of thorns in our lives.
一根刺。
the first thorn
是因为罪的结果
comes as a result of sin.
地上长出了那根刺
It is a thorn that comes from the ground.
第二根刺
Second thorn
主耶稣荆棘上的刺
It's a thorn that is in Jesus Christ.
是在代表他对我们的爱
And it is representative of God's love.
第三根刺
The third thorn
保罗身上那一根刺
It's a thorn that is in the flesh of Paul.
是神加给他的
It is a thorn that was given by God.
怎么祷告也拿不走
And regardless of how he prays, it will not be removed.
为着让他得恩典了。
It is there for his grace, for to receive grace.
信主受苦是难免的。
So it is inevitable for us to suffer when we come to believe in Christ.
但是受苦是可以解释的。
But the suffering is explainable.
受苦是有意义的。
We suffer for a reason.
感谢神。
And we thank God.
Thanks.
Let's sing him.
337.
Hymn 337.